Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, it's great to have you with us today, and in spite of the weather and in spite of the flu, Scott, you know, we're delighted to have you. And you know, let's talk about the mortgage market and what is happening in the mortgage market. Yeah, it's not your father's mortgage market anymore, is it?
It's not. It's going back and forth. Probably back in the 70s and the 80s, you had to have, you know, 20 or 25% down to get a mortgage. You really didn't have a credit score that we dealt with. It was walking into a local bank and shaking somebody's hand and hoping that somebody would give you a mortgage. Rates were much higher back in the 70s and the 80s. And then in the late 90s, we started to see the rates start to drop, and so did documentation to get these loans. And we started seeing higher loan-to-values or lower down payment situations, and even loans where you didn't even have to document any income or the sources for the down payment. So we had a turbulent time, or a great time, back in the early 2000s, and then it all caught up to us, as you all know, and we saw a little bit of a crash in 2007.
It was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah,
sure
it was. Doesn't appear we've learned much from, you know, since the savings and loan meltdown.
No, we sure haven't. But things have tightened up, and we're hoping that they'll loosen up just a little bit so we can continue to lend, and we are seeing some of that.
Yeah, I understand that the market is moving more now. What are you seeing in your business? Are you staying very busy?
We're very busy, knock on wood. We're seeing a tremendous opportunity for refinancing. There's a program called the HARP program, which is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, and it's allowing people that are upside down in their homes and that have refinanced prior to June of 2009 to take advantage of the low rates and refinance and be able to be upside down by as much as 50%. So we're seeing a lot of activity there. It's very easy to find out if you're property is approved for that type of program. It's just as easy as just going to our website and clicking on the HARP icon.
And what is your website?
We are Southern Capital Mortgage Group, and it's scmgonline.com. And there's a HARP lookup on the right-hand side, and we'd be happy to take a look and see if you qualify for something like that.
Yeah, no, that's available to most homeowners or a select few, or they have to be FHA or VA?
Actually, that particular program is for clients that have, or homeowners that have mortgages that are secured by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and they had to be taken out prior to June of 2009.
So if you're in that situation, it's an opportunity for you to get yourself right side up in the property and get your payments reduced substantially and stay in the home.
Exactly. And we're always looking to try to show people how they can cancel out interest, reduce your payments, and possibly even shorten your term so you can use some of those funds for more fun things.
Well, we always hear the horror stories about banks not lending and, you know, mortgages are nearly impossible to get. What's the reality?
Things are a little bit more difficult, obviously, since 2007 or prior to 2007, but there are still programs out there for low down payment. Fannie Mae has a program, and so does FHA, where you can put as little as 2 or 3% down. There are some REO properties that allow you to purchase a property with as little as $100 down.
Than a REO is?
It's just basically a property that's been foreclosed on, and it's being reintroduced to the market by either FHA or by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
I see. So when they take it back in inventory from a borrower, it's in their interest to spruce it up and put that money back to work and recover some of their capital.
Exactly, and do it in a way that hopefully we protect the rest of the homeowners that have not been in this debacle, part of this debacle.
One of the questions I have is, do you need to stay in a home for 10 years or 15 years to make getting a loan make sense today?
No, it really comes down to how much savings there is in rate. You know, typically, depending on the loan size, typically we want to see a savings of somewhere, you know, around a 1% in rate, maybe as little as a half a percent. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at two things. Really, I want to lower the payment without increasing the term. Because what happens is whenever you increase term, you're really increasing the effective interest rate. So even though you're getting a lower interest rate, the actual cost of the loan increases. So we don't want to put a client in that position. We want to show them how they can not only reduce term, but cancel out interest.
Speaking of interest in terms, what are the going rates and what kind of terms and things can people get today?
Well, there's all kinds of terms. I mean, you have the shorter term loans. As far as fixed products, you have a 10-year fixed. There's a 15-year fixed and then a 30-year fixed. Those are probably the most popular programs. For people, Atlanta's somewhat of a transient city, so there are people coming in and out of Atlanta. Sometimes it might make sense to put somebody in a 5-year ARM, which is an adjustable rate mortgage, which is fixed for 5 years, or a 7-year, which is fixed for a term of 7 years, but it's amortized for 30. But that allows somebody to enjoy a little bit lower rate. Those rates are in the twos. With no points. It's just crazy. It's almost free money.
That's almost free money. You're right. It almost makes you want to move out of your house and into one of those.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen, 3, 5, 10 years down the road in the mortgage market?
Well, my crystal ball broke a couple of years back. So, you really don't know. I think things are going to stay regulated. We're probably one of the most heavily regulated industries now, more so than even financial planners and insurance folks. So I think that's going to continue. I think you'll see new products being introduced. We've been lacking in a good jumbo product for our higher-end clients, as well as a asset-based product. We'd love to see an asset-based product introduced to the market, for our higher net worth clients that don't necessarily have the income to show. So you'll start to see those types of things probably reintroduced into the market in the next couple of years. Housing prices are, I wish we had a real estate professional with us at this point, but I believe that housing prices are going to level off due to inventories being reduced. As well as the higher costs for construction coming here in the near future. I think we're going to be challenged, but I think we'll see growth.
Yeah.
It's going to become more of a buyer's market.
Yeah, and we kind of tend to, swing from one pendulum swing to the other in the mortgage market in terms of how we make mortgages, and then it gets to the place they're forcing money into your pocket, and then that blows up, and then, if you bring in a gold bar, you can't, get a loan.
That's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, and now the pendulum is beginning to swing back the other way. So it really is a great time for people to lock in some great rates right now, isn't it?
It's a great time to be a homeowner. It's a great time to buy. Rates are at a historical low, and real estate prices are relatively low. It's interesting. Our inventories here in Atlanta are about half of what they were a year ago. So, I mean, this is becoming more of the market's stabilizing, but I think it's going to become more of a seller's market. But it's still a great time because the interest rates are so low.
And you work with a lot of different people. Do people come into your office with some real misconceptions and false expectations?
Oh, I always. There's always people out there that have, very marginal credit and almost no money to put down. You still need to have a good story to tell. There needs to be some compensating factors to be able to get a loan these days. If it's a low down payment loan, you're going to need to have decent credit. Even the higher down payment loans, you're going to have decent credit. The minimum FICO scores are probably right around 600 is probably the lowest you can go to get a government loan. there might be a couple of investors out there that with compensating factors that might be able to go a little bit lower. But typically, somebody with credit of 640 or greater is really the in our wheelhouse.
I see. What about high net worth individuals have difficulty qualifying for the programs right now, even though they may have a lot of assets?
I've had some clients come to me recently with $1 million in the bank, unemployed, no income per se. And it's very difficult to get a loan. There is some private money out there. There are some unique portfolio products out there that we'll try to put our people in touch with. But typically, you cannot get a loan unless you have either 2 years of self-employment with a positive income, and you must have a debt-to-income ratio of about 38% to 42% total housing and monthly expenses or monthly revolving expenses. So,
you sound very knowledgeable about this. You said you've been in this business how long?
I've been in the business since 1997. It's been a fun ride. '97, the rates were about 9%, and we were refinancing people down into the sevens, and then we saw things really take off in 2003 until about 2007. It was just crazy. And then in July of 2007, it was like somebody flipped a light switch. All of a sudden, my jumbo clients did not have a lot of options, and everybody was pulling back to see what was going to happen, and values were dropping, and it was a real challenge.
And that's really one of the things you get from being in the business and going through these cycles. I mean, you really are better prepared than the average person to deal with this.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it all, and I'm fortunate enough to be working with a group, Southern Capital Mortgage Group, where we are, not only are we a direct lender, but we have the ability to represent various different investors. So what we do for our clients is we navigate around some of these hurdles, and we're able to find not only the best rate for the client, but the best program for them.
Wow. Now, you work in both Florida and in Georgia, is that right?
Correct. We are licensed in Georgia and Florida, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll be licensed in some of the northeastern states as well. But our focus is really right here in Georgia. We do 99% of our business is done here in Georgia. We are headquartered in Cumming, Georgia, with offices in Alpharetta, and soon we'll be opening up an office in Buckhead.
Good place. Especially for jumbos.
Yes, especially for jumbos.
Some of those multi-million-dollar properties.
Correct.
And some of those people actually have income, too.
Yes, most do.
Most do.
So,
it's really interesting. How does mortgage lending in the South differ from the Northeast?
You know, it's pretty much the same. I come from a very small town, roughly 20,000 people. Most of the business that I did was right in my small community. So we have a lot more opportunity, I believe, here in Georgia. But it's pretty much the same. The products, I mean, the investors that I work with here in Georgia were the same investors I was working with up in Connecticut. So it's very familiar. Just a lot more inventory. I mean, we had 100, an average inventory would be maybe 150 or 200 houses on the market. We have over 2,500 houses on the market in the greater Atlanta area.
Sounds like opportunity.
Great opportunity. This is just we're blessed to live here.
And most people that move to Atlanta seem to say about the same thing, except when they're sitting in the car.
Exactly. Well, I have to come up here to Cumming or Alpharetta. The traffic isn't as bad.
Let everybody know.
Sorry, forget that, folks.
Yeah. I wanted to circle back to the differences between mortgage companies. Now, you said that you work directly with investors and you're a direct lender. What does all that mean?
Well, we are a direct lender, which means we are able to close and fund business in our name, and then we sell our loans to various investors on the secondary market. But we also have the opportunity to we represent between 10 and 15 different lending institutions. So what that means to the consumer is that we do the shopping for you. You come to us, and at any given time, we're one of our investors is going to have the best rate or the best program for your particular need. Unlike a traditional bank, typically, you know, they have their resource and that's it. But there's more to it than just the rate. It's also when you're looking at the purchase business, you know, we have time constraints. We have to close loans at a certain time. And some of these investors, their fulfillment or their underwriting gets bogged down at certain times of the year. So we navigate around that as well. It's like having 15 different fulfillment companies are competing for our business. So I think one of our competitors once said, when banks compete, you win. That's kind of how it works. When these investors compete, our clients win.
And you have a, the great advantage I'm hearing you say is we've got a lot of opportunities for you to get the very best rate on a loan because we represent not only direct investors, right, you know, you're talking to one of the guys that can maybe make the loan to you, and
that's
you've got
correct.
All these third parties who you can shop for rates to, and that are taking the kind of loan that person needs.
That's correct. I mean, our origination, our processing, and underwriting is all here in Georgia. So it's
it doesn't have to go to the loan committee and Timbuktu and back by camel.
No, it doesn't. So it's right here in Georgia the majority of the time, unless we have to go out to some of our specialty investors, and then obviously it could be in some other states.
Interesting. Now, before we close, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners that would help them make up their mind about what to do about their mortgage that they have now?
Well, I think the first thing is just really pick up the phone and feel free. There's no obligation. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. It's typically a 5 or 10 minute phone call just to find out if there is an opportunity. If you're in a situation where you might think you qualify for a HARP loan, feel free to go to our website. That's scmgonline.com. Click on the HARP link, and you could find out in about 2 minutes if your loan qualifies for one of these HARP programs. And at that same website, you can actually fill out an application. If you want to sit down with us face-to-face and talk about your mortgage and how it can help with your financial plan, we'd be happy to have you come either coming or our Alpharetta office, and we'll sit down with you and see what makes sense. Many times it's just many times you don't even have to refinance. We could just show you how you can accelerate your mortgage and eliminate interest and
fees and all that sort of thing.
Fees and things like that. It doesn't always make sense to refinance, but it just takes a few minutes for us to look at that. Also, we love to work with new home buyers at any level. I know we were joking about the jumbo market, but we love first-time home buyers. It's a lot of fun to get somebody into the house of their dreams.
And rewarding, too, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, and that's a good feeling.
That's the why. I mean, that's the reason why I got into the business is I love working with people and changing their lives in a financial way.
Well, it sounds like it's a great company, and you certainly are knowledgeable in the field and a great guy to have on our show. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
The best way to contact us is you can contact me at 678-905-9605, or you can reach us at 404-MORTGAGE. Again, that's so simple, 404-MORTGAGE. So thanks again. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for coming. We've really enjoyed having you on, and if you need a mortgage, now you know who to call.
Thank you so much.